fun, useful saying some of you will have come across. You can actually get it printed on a t-shirt in India, I think. It says, same, same, but different. And it's like, we're in the hall again. Yeah, it's the same hall, who it is. But actually, you know, maybe slightly different carpet, maybe I've moved slightly left or right, you know. It's the same, but it's also different. Yeah. More volume. I don't know. Have we got any more? Let's go up a little bit more. Yeah. We're now close to the maximum. So I can also speak louder, of course. Just let me know if you can't hear. Just wave. And I'll wave back. And then speak a little louder. So we went through some changes, yeah. Like went into the hall for the first sitting in the morning, coming back out, setting it up. And it may give you a sense, it's like, actually, you know what? I really like being outside. Or actually, I really like being inside. Okay, and we don't all have to agree. So we're going to just remind you, if you want to sit in the hall, which means with a mask, yeah, then you're welcome to do that in any of the sittings. You can also sit through the walking, whatever you want to do. So feel free to be where you want to be. If you want to hear the teachings, and we hope you do, then you'll have to come out here to hear those. But yeah, just a reminder, this isn't like a new addition. You can sit where you want. You wouldn't want to miss that. Let's try that a little differently. So, as with the talk yesterday, we're going to play a little bit today with the practice of just bringing more and more to mind how things change, yeah, how things flow, how things rise up and then disappear again. And this is quite an important part of the teachings. As we said yesterday, this isn't like getting on board with the true nature of things, that things are just changing, this is what we have to understand. But it is a really useful view. Yeah. And it's something useful that we can drop in. Like, we could say it's really obvious to us that all kinds of weather change. Yeah? All kinds of weather change. The sunny weather, this isn't going to last. Yeah? The cloudy weather, that's not going to last. The rainy weather, it's not going to last. But when we're in it sometimes, it can really feel like, oh no, I really don't like the rain, you know. And it can have a little bit of extra pressure of like, oh, it's going to rain forever. You know, it's going to be cold forever. It's always cold, you know. So it's helpful to see it that way and to really like, oh yeah, this is just here for the moment and it will pass. And it can be helpful to see all things that way, yeah. Make that stay in place. Keeps moving. It appears to be that everything is actually something that waves. Everything that appears to be a thing is actually something that can be seen as a wave. And not just a wave itself, but actually a collection of waves within that. It's made of waves waving. And if we look closely, we can even see there's actually not anything that can make up a thing. You what? Blew it? I don't know where it's coming from. It's here, right? It's here. Oh, I've gone now. Yeah? Have I disappeared? I'll be back. Here I come. No? Here I come. No? No? Not coming? Interesting. interesting. Okay. Da-da-da. Have I disappeared completely? All right. Da-da-da-da. Can you turn it down a second? Okay. Yeah, can you just turn it up and see if that went in? Did that come back? No? Okay, you can turn it down again. Oh, it did? What? Yeah, yeah, here I come. So, you hear me? Don't hear me? Oh, you do hear me. But it's quieter. Okay. We're getting there? We're getting something? Do you have any tape? Can you just tape this onto my face? Avoid the mouth, yeah. So. Lovely. Yeah. Ah, thanks, Sigurd. Yeah. Okay. You what did you manage to do? It was the wrong way around? Oh, okay. Nice. Here we go. Rock and roll. All right. I'm not taking the tape off, though. That's it's part of my new look. So actually, just kind of stepping back for a second, I think it's also just worth noticing that the changes in the weather can also really impact us. Yeah? Like I certainly notice it affects me. I might feel it emotionally, I might feel it, you know, in the energy that I have, the enthusiasm. Different weathers kind of cause these changes in the energy, in the attitude, in the emotion. So just being aware of that, aware of like the external waves can really impact us in ways that can feel like a challenge at times. It's like, oh, I used to have it and now I haven't. Might be external circumstances have changed. So, you know, really, really being aware of that. Also being aware, you know, it's not something I can control and fix, but it's something I can relate to. Yeah, something I can respond to. And what we're going to practice today, if you like to, is bringing attention to this kind of changing nature of experience. Yeah. And not to change them, but actually just to kind of be aware of like whatever it is that's coming into being isn't a thing in the way that we thought it was. Yeah. And what's going to be helpful for that is really kind of slowing down our listening to experience. As we spoke before about, there's this real relationship between dukkha, difficulty, stress, distress, and rushing. And so that slowing down, allowing us to get sensitive, also allows us to get in underneath the experience, get familiar with more like the nature of appearances. In the teachings, anicca, this transitoriness, this flowing through, is a characteristic of appearances. Okay. If something's appearing, you can notice that it wasn't always there. If it wasn't always there, it's not always going to be there. Okay? It's kind of obvious, but it's also really helpful just to remind ourselves, oh, was this always here? No. Will this always be here? No. Is it actually just rising up, getting more intense, and then quietening down, disappearing? Yeah. So that the closer, more sensitive investigation reveals that everything is actually flowing. It's actually flowing. And sometimes our thinking fixes it, tries to stop it from flowing. But it's actually more alive than that. We're trying to freeze it, but actually it's more alive, and kind of really get in tune with its aliveness. can really get in tune with actually the kind of dance of this thing. Yeah? Whether it's a breath, a sound, a thought, anything we might have gotten entangled and identified ourselves with or as. Yeah? It's actually more fluid than that. It's coming into and out of being. And, you know, this is a little bit hard for our minds to maybe handle, but it also, everything is actually indescribable. Actually indescribable, undefinable. Yeah. When you really get close to the things coming into and out of being in this way, everything we contact, everything is actually this transience. It's transferring across. Yeah. Through this present experience. And when we remember the nature of any experience to be this way, can you notice, is your response to it affected? Yeah? And very likely it actually is. Usually it reduces a sense of what's problematic about what's difficult, yeah. So, oh yeah, remembering this is going to pass. It's not something I have to get rid of. It can also soften the capacity of holding on to what's delightful. And that doesn't mean we don't enjoy it, yeah. But actually, there's more enjoyment without, you know, trying to go into future planning. How can I keep this around? I can actually just open to it, enjoy the lightness of that. It really supports a release into the experience. More appreciation for it, actually. If you really tune in. When we're in tune with that view, there can actually be more appreciation for the beautiful things. Yeah, like the birds flying by, the birds singing, the sunlight touching the skin. When we remember, it's actually, I haven't got anything I have to do today. Yeah. So that's nice. And that appreciation. And in the teachings, it's really encouraged to take our time and allow appreciation to build. Yeah. It's actually quite difficult. Not actually difficult, sorry, but it's quite uncommon for us to take our time and appreciate. So this view of waves, of transience, of moving through, hopefully actually opens out the space to remain in the present experience and also let go in relationship to what we're trying to push away, hold on to, fix, all that. Also perhaps at times it can open into appreciation. So we can use this really refined in the meditation. It's like this now. It's actually moving, it's fluid. Anything I've made into a thing can actually be seen more as this kind of wave. Yeah. I mentioned before, you know, pay attention to the breath. The breath seems like a thing, but when you really get closer, it's actually a fluid movement. We can kind of divide up into in-breath, out-breath, divide up into sensations. Even those sensations are actually individual little waves rippling in. It's waves all the way down. You kind of see that in that moment. We can also take a larger view and actually see all the moods, emotions, weathers, times of enjoyment, times of difficulty. They're all just these waves through the day. Yeah. All the mind states, all the moods, all of these things in flux, in flow. All changing expressions. Yeah. So we have these kind of two possibilities. One is this meditative reflection in the moment. Whatever it is fluid, is flowing, is transitioning, is moving. Yeah. And then also, we can take a little reflection, just looking back, reminding ourselves. Every mood, every mind state, every collection of thoughts, every emotional condition, every sensation is gone. And while it was here, it had that nature of transience. We've got kind of like two lenses. One we could call kind of the impermanence of things. Things are not permanent. And then the inconstancy of things. The things, even as they appear, aren't actually, don't have a thingness. They're actually more fluid, more flowing. Does that make sense? Kind of like two ideas. All those collection of things, actually they don't last. Anything that has arisen will also pass. But even while it's here, it actually doesn't have its thingness nature. It actually has the nature of inconstancy, of fluidity, of flow. And we can just keep acknowledging that deeper and deeper. And in time, it just becomes really easy for us just to see, ah, yeah, this will not last. Oh, yeah, this thing isn't a thing. Isn't actually a thing. So, there's kind of two approaches I want to just name, and really feel free, we can do both of them, but it would need to be one at a time, yeah. They're going to have an effect on each other. But one is more like a continuation of what we've been doing, yeah. So far we've kind of been playing with our way of listening to the experience. Yeah, so listening to the breath, listening to the sounds. And what we've done before, you know, kind of including more of the whole of the body as we're breathing, and that kind of encourages perhaps the breath to go a little deeper, a little smoother, feeling the belly breathing, feeling that flow of the breath, and that starts to change our experience. And yesterday we introduced a little bit more this idea of actually seeing the breath as an energy more than as a physicality, and that opens up a whole range of what we can do in terms of like soothing with the breath. We can also energize with the breath. Yeah. So we spoke about that yesterday. Similar thing you can actually do to the sounds, right? Which is actually, rather than seeing sounds as like that is a, you know, peacock, or that is a parakeet, or that is a, you know, bird, but actually, can we hear it within that label as just a frequency, a vibration, a pitch? It's just a sound, yeah. You don't need to so much kind of, oh, that's that, you know, just like hearing it as a vibration, as a ripple of air, as, you know, however you want to kind of see it. So it gets us into that more direct feeling of it's a anicca, yeah. And stepping out of those definitions of things can actually be, you know, quite a lovely part of the practice. So we can just extend that view and just like, oh yeah, it's just waves made of waves, waves made of waves. Nothing there to really grasp onto, nothing there to really push away. And just seeing that can really support that sense of just letting it go through, letting it move through us. Yeah. But there, in that, what we're also wanting is, it, the way I kind of see it, and you may feel it similarly or a little different, it's like we're still really in that experience, we're really close to that experience, getting closer and closer to its transient nature. Yeah, so you're just feeling those body sensations just moving through, the awareness is really sensitive to it, and we're kind of absorbed into that experience of the things just waving through, just waving through, and nothing there to hold on to, nothing there to push away, it's all just this flowing sense of things. But you may already kind of see that this could also be a slightly different practice where we're actually seeing that something comes and just reminding ourselves, this is inconstant. This is inconstant. this sensation. It's inconstant. And it's almost like we use it almost like a noting, maybe. This is inconstant. And just see, it's like, oh yeah. Reminding myself of that. Because we will assume, or we can assume, we will assume that we will think it's not inconstant. We'll think it's probably constant. Probably if I get rid of that, then, you know, everything will be all right. Or if I get that thing and keep it around, then everything's going to be all right. And we can just remind ourselves, that's inconstant. That's inconstant. So we can use this little noting as a reminder. Yeah. And that can be helpful, particularly with the problematic things in our experience, but also with the delightful things. Yeah, it can actually support further intimacy. But the practice might feel just a little bit different. It's like, the thing comes, notice it, it's like, oh, this is inconstant. Opens around that, allowing it to be there, allowing it to pass through. And we might say that this is more like an insightful way of looking, yeah, an insightful way of listening to our experience, because we're really seeing that characteristic. Yeah, the insightful characteristic, the wisdom characteristic. This can't last. It's not stable. But the effect is in the same realm. You know, it's still a letting it be. Let it in, let it be, let it pass. Saying that something's inconstant is not, you know, is not putting it down. Yeah, we're all inconstant. Yeah. Everything that has appeared is inconstant, transitory, transient, transferring through. So, being clear again, like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Because it softens and it opens and it reduces the construction of dukkha. Yeah, and these teachings are all about deconstructing dukkha. We can really support and bring more and more that sense of the fluidity of our experience. Whether it's just diving in, getting closer, getting more sensitive, more intimate, through the body, through the listening, everything, transient. Or if it has this more, like, a way of viewing our experience. It's like, yeah, this is inconstant. Let it through. This is inconstant. Like a, almost like a mental reminder. And so the practice really is just to notice how very quickly we will presume a permanency or a constancy to things, and how effective it can be for us to find that way of knowing its flow, knowing its wave-like nature, knowing its inconstancy. Yeah? Seeing what that does. So that's why we do it, and then maybe a little troubleshooting, how it can go wrong. Yeah. So some things we really don't like to be reminded about their inconstancy. Yeah. Some beings we really love, our own existence, these kind of things. And so being sensitive about where we direct this reflection, yeah, it might come up, so actually that makes me feel really sad. That thing is inconstant, that it won't last, that it's barely here at all. Yeah. Sometimes even those things actually opens a sense of something beautiful. Yeah. So trying, being sensitive, and staying in tune, not pressuring anything in your own experience, yeah, taking your time with this. And if it doesn't feel right, at any time you can switch back to a practice that does feel good. You know, switch to the metta practice, switch to the breathing practice. If we're using the kind of noting reflection part, certainly we want to kind of balance that out with something that's calming and quite delightful. So the breathing, the listening to sounds practice, you know, and really kind of supporting, sustaining well-being. Whole body awareness, all of those things, yeah, all the metta practice, and then, you know, just dropping it in when it feels helpful. So just to kind of briefly repeat something from last night. This isn't like some ultimate view of reality, like get on board, it's all inconstant. What's more significant is the view of it, the way of relating to it, the way of seeing it, the way of sensing it, changes our experience. That's the even more important takeaway from the practice. Yeah. We're drawing attention to, really getting clear, taking a clear position. Anything that appears is inconstant. Yeah. And noticing what that does. What that does to the body, heart, mind in that moment as we do it. A release of the clinging, a releasing of the demanding. Yeah, an opening into the freedom. So let's try this as a practice. Hopefully that will clear up any remaining unclarity. And yeah, then we'll open for questions after that as well. So we're going to start off as before, just grounding into the posture, opening to the breath or to the sounds that are here. Let's just see if we can be with a few breaths or a few moments of listening. There's different sounds, different sensations just flow up and down again, like waves. It's a quite a broad kind of view. Quite spacious awareness, things just rising up, fading back down into awareness. any particular wave that's caught our attention will also start to fade away again as we watch it. We can return to the sense of the breath, wave, or the sounds waving through. As you station yourself at this front of the moment now, this flowing through of sensations or vibrations, seeing if we can just be in this very small moment of now, everything flowing through. Like a wave passing by, lifting the attention, the sensations, the movement of breath or sounds, and passing through. Not holding on to anything. you might notice also your mindfulness is like a wave. It can build up, be there, and then it drifts away. Your attention wanders to something else, catches another wave. That spirit of just, aha, it's gone there. Maybe we can catch the next wave of the breath or of sounds. Might also be that our energy waves. Yeah, maybe we get tight, tense. Maybe we're too loose. Sometimes we can guide the wave of our energy in this sense of an open palm of the heart and mind. Open, not pushing away, not pulling towards, but receiving. Doing what you need to do to lift the energy if it's a bit low, soften, release the energy if it's a bit high, supporting its wave. Doing what we need to do to stay close to our experience. So it can be helpful to play with the wave of attention in relationship to the wave of what we're paying attention to. So I just explain what that means. You notice with the breath, there are periods of movement, the in-breath, the out-breath, and there are periods of more stillness, like between the breaths. So the mind likes movement, and it often wanders away when there's more stillness. Same as how when we look at the sky and there's clouds, attention's drawn to the clouds more than the blue of the sky. So we can be very light with the attention at the bottom of the wave when there's movement. Letting the attention be quite quiet, just receiving the movement, very gentle. And then as the movement fades, we lift the attention. Move the attention wave more to the crest, rising up, staying interested. What's this stillness like? What's this quietness like? And then as the breath starts to move again, letting that wave of attention go more quiet. Just receiving the movement. So that the attention is dynamic, inconstant, waving. The kind of opposite wave to the breath. Same thing with the sounds. When there's sounds, letting the attention be soft. When there's silence, being interested in the silence. Can we really hear the silence? Or hear the quieter sounds? whatever's appearing now is in constant. Reminding ourselves it's transitory. Can't last. Anything that's appearing to any of our senses seeing that, maybe getting to know it that way. So any fixed sense we have about anything, how this meditation's going, it's inconstant. Can't be fixed and defined. It's fluid, it's flowing, it's alive, it's dynamic. It's not a thing. Sense of myself right now, also in flow, fluid. Everything I know, everything I sense, every idea about life and about myself is a wave flowing through. We practice to allow that. Nothing fixed. Allowing life to be known and released, known and released. Thank you. this is not constant. It's not fixed. So, thank you for your practice. If this feels like a useful or helpful way of practicing, really feel invited to include it in your day. If you didn't like it, really feel free not to include it in your day. Yeah. It might be something you sprinkle in a little bit occasionally. You can kind of little reminders as we're practicing, maybe if something starts to get you really notice, oh, I'm getting quite fixated about this. Yeah, it's a useful word, where things we're thinking about are getting more and more fixed, more and more built up. It's like this is becoming more of a solid thing. You can just drop it in occasionally like that. And of course, it can also be a meditative view, you know, through the meditation. If we are really enjoying it, feeling it's helpful, make sure that we still balance it with the calming or kind of opening practices of metta and breathing, listening to sounds, yeah. Needs to be in balance, yeah. Needs to be supportive. Yeah, so I think that's the main thing to say about that. It can also be something we can drop into and see in the walking practice. You know, you can just drop that sense of how everything's changing around us, yeah. And just reminding ourselves of that, that, you know, say like, you see the grass is growing under our feet as we walk over it, you know. It's in a fluidity, in a flow, the weather is changing, our moods and emotions, internal landscape is changing. But we can also kind of purposefully look at things that seem to be around a lot, you know, and say, yeah, even that's inconstant, like this building, inconstant. These concrete paths are inconstant. Things that we presume will be around for longer periods, just like holding them with that lens, seeing what that does. Might soften the being, might open the heart, it might have some effect. Yeah, so you can just drop it in. If you want to pay attention to something really kind of subtle, you can actually pay attention to the inconstancy of the intention that arises before you take a step. Yeah. Like it must be there at some point. Very, very quickly it kind of comes and it's like, oh, take a step. Or it kind of arises and I don't take a step, paying attention to that way. It's that really subtle flow of things that come through. And of course, you know, any body sensations, mind states, they're all gonna be fluid and flowing going through. Yeah. So I think that's what we'll share for now as the practice. So it's an invitation. If you like it, pick it up. If you don't feel like it, leave it where it was. It will disappear. So there could be some questions around that, and we're really happy to listen to those, respond to those. If you feel like that's enough talking and you want to get out and do some walking practice, then feel free to leave. And those who stay, we'll open to some questions together.